Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. For another fantastic episode of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. My name is Scott Roberts, and I'm joined today by my wife,
Lena Roberts.
And we're at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Petersburg. We're going to be joined today by another one of our therapists. Her name is Carol. And Carol, welcome to our show.
Carol Hall, or Caroli, as we affectionately call her.
Thank you.
All right. So you've been with us for a little while, but please tell us a little bit more about some of your background. Where are you from? What other things have you done in your lifetime? That kind of stuff. Tell us about you.
Well, you're married and you have two children. Let's start there.
Well, I was born and raised in Michigan and left there for Las Vegas, where I enjoyed 13 years working for Mr. Steve Wynn. Various jobs.
Who's Steve Wynn?
He's a casino mogul.
Oh, okay.
So I worked at the Golden Nugget and the Mirage and Treasure Island, and then I was part of the opening crew of Bellagio Hotel and Casino.
And what did you do there? Were you a massage?
No, I didn't follow my massage dream until I moved to Florida.
Oh. So tell us about that. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Humanities, which was in Pinellas Park, but Cortiva bought them. I believe the owner got sick and passed away. She was wonderful. Sherry Fears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we graduated under Greg Fears.
He was there as well.
Yes.
And his brother Scott was our anatomy teacher.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What motivated you to get into massage therapy? Where did that life change happen for you?
Well, it was a childhood dream. My mom wanted me to be a massage therapist. My father wanted me to be a flight attendant. After customer service for 30 years, I was ready to go to school and become a therapist.
At least as a flight attendant, you wouldn't have had to worry about the overhead doors.
So I'm too short? Is that what you're saying, Scott?
Yes, yes. You know, that's what I was saying.
Thanks.
So tell us about your massage.
My massage?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I've been told it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I have the best touch ever.
Yes.
I feel amazing.
Yes.
When my clients are done.
Well, I would tell you from a client aspect that when you come in to get a massage from Carol, you're going to get more than just a massage. She's always going to use the hot towels and the more of the relaxation aspects of it because she is a mother.
And also energy work.
Yes.
I use that in every massage.
Right.
So if you have a specific problem, like in your shoulder, I will work on that and I'll do some deep or therapeutic work. But mainly, I just want you to relax and feel better. Be better. Move better.
So when you say energy work, are you talking about like energy from the wall, the electrical current, or what does that entail?
It comes from me, man. Dabble in some Reiki, and it's like a thought process, kind of try and fill the room with my energy.
So is that like intention?
Yes.
Is that kind of part of what that is?
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. We're putting Crowley a little bit on the spot today, so.
And I'm not good at this. I am now. I'm a pro now.
Let's say you're fantastic.
Recently, this past summer, you took a class. What was that?
It was a luminescence facial massage class. Face lifting. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And it was an hour-long treatment. And it would be good for, you know, like before a New Year's Eve party or something because it reduces the lines and wrinkles in your face.
Yeah.
And it also includes neck and shoulder work, hands, massage, and then
all the
just
stuff
this beautiful facial. Yeah. Well, so, not a facial per se.
Yeah.
So that would be geared more towards ladies, because most of us guys, there are some, but most of us guys don't care about those lines a whole lot.
You also went and took something about with the low back.
Mm-hmm. I did a low back and neck class. Yeah. And the low back, I was a little rusty on because I haven't been doing massage. I took a 13-year break to raise my kids, and then Scott and Lena hired me. They're so wonderful. And we have a dog that's an office manager, so I couldn't ask for a better place to work. I took some time off, and I wasn't confident in my low back expertise, so I took a class, and the next day I come into work, and someone walks in off the street with low back pain, and he's still my client today.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. He came out of there and said, my low back feels so much better.
Mm-hmm.
That class was great.
Yes, definitely universal thing.
All right, so we've got to learn a little bit more about you and the massage and body work that you do. What do you think are some of the things that set you apart from other massage therapists?
My stellar good looks.
All right, well, not sure how that equates in the equation of body work here, but at least it gives them something pleasant to look at while they're receiving their massage, so that's great. What are some of the things that you bring into a session that might be different than myself or Lena or Jemison or Catherine, any of the therapists here in this office, let alone therapists outside the office that work in other establishments?
One thing off the top of my head is I will not beat you and you will not be sore the next day. That's one of beliefs is you don't need to be sore to get a good massage, including deep tissue. I just don't want to have to say, I'm sorry I beat you up the next day or the next time I see him. So
I understand
that's
that.
My thing. One of them.
I do understand that. So starting in January, we're going to have on our menu massages that are the deep tissue therapeutic, a relaxing therapeutic, and a relaxation. Can you tell me more about where you think that you will fall into that?
Somewhere between relaxation and therapeutic, because I believe I do both with most of my clients.
So the relaxing therapeutic massages where mm-hmm. you would go into. So tell me about when you go into the massage room, tell me what a client can expect from you.
Like some of your intake process, what kind of questions you're asking.
You often tell us that massage saved your life. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I was in two major car accidents 10 years apart. One was a rollover, and the second one I hit a windshield. So massage therapy basically saved my life. I don't think I would be walking or working at this point after those accidents. And it was massage that brought me back, and that was another thing I wanted to give back.
Right.
After so many people had helped me, I wanted to help others who had been in car accidents. So when I first got into it, I was working for different chiropractors here in town.
Yes. Do you continue to get massages now?
Absolutely. I've had the same therapist since 2003.
Oh, wow.
And then, I've been lucky enough to work here.
So okay. Do you continue to get regular massage?
Yes, I do. I've actually seen the same therapist since 2003. And then also here at Peaceful Warriors, we help each other out.
Yes, yes.
With regular massage.
We do all try to work with each other because it's a good thing for us to know what each therapist does and what their specialty is so we can refer to each other.
Exactly.
So going forward into the new year, 2020, it's a new decade getting ready to start. And we got another year and a half approximately before our renewal. What are some of the continuing education classes that you hope to take or looking forward to taking and expanding on?
I would like to learn some more neuromuscular techniques. I would like to learn cupping. And probably something else. Like my favorite is neck and shoulders, so probably a little more technique into that.
So what about cupping intrigues you?
I've had it done through acupuncture, and this isn't as intense as far as you don't need fire and alcohol.
Right, right.
You can do it right here in the office, and we have the machines. So right. I think it would add to my practice.
I think it would too. So I think that Catherine and I love it. And I think that you would love it too.
Yeah, no, I use it a lot in different spot treatments for different things that, you know, even with some of my clients. And more of the hand pump type of cupping as opposed to the metacupping, which is a little bit of a different approach and technique. But it is very helpful to our clients, that is for sure. Thank you for joining us for the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast in downtown St. Petersburg at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. You can find us at 727-822-8866. Call and ask any questions you may have, schedule an appointment, or you can go to our website, which is www.peacefulwarriorswellness.com. You'll be able to read about Caroli's bio on our website under Meet the Warriors page. And Carol, thank you very much for joining us today and telling us a little bit more about you and sharing your story and experience with our listeners.
Oh, you're very welcome. This is my pleasure.
All right. I hope everybody has a great day and look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.